Stop 9, River Otter. This oval enclosure is about 25 feet long and 15 feet deep. Most of the space is filled by water. The rest is solid ground. Pieces of driftwood float in the water while two huge hollow logs rest on the solid ground. A keeper's shed in the middle of the enclosure is covered with stone and gives the otter a structure to climb on. Can you smell a musky, fishy smell? River otters mark their territory with a mild, skunk-like scent, which can be noticed at this exhibit. If you listen, you may hear the sounds the otter makes while it is active, soft plops and splashes as it springs off the side of its pool, the soft patter of running feet as it moves over the dry portions of the exhibit, the occasional soft clunk of driftwood set into motion by the otter's activity. Usually silent, river otters can make soft chips, squeaks, and the occasional growl. River otters are covered with thick, waterproof brown fur, which keeps an insulating layer of air trapped against their skin. They have small ears close to the body and relatively short legs with webbed feet. These traits help the otter slip through the water with its 4-foot-long body stretched out like underwater missile. When an otter stands on its hindquarters to get a better look at something, it is about as tall as the average toddler. A flat-topped muscular head with a short, dog-like muzzle completes the picture of the river otter. River otters are very active animals. When they're not in the water, they are usually running on dry land. They move with a rolling gait caused by alternately arching and extending their backs. Because they are large predators, river otters spend much of their waking hours in motion as they move on a nearly constant quest for food. Otters will eat fish, frogs, snakes, birds, eggs, small mammals, and anything else they can catch. Males may travel about 9 miles in a single day, sometimes showing up in urban locations. Otters seem to have only 2 speeds, either swimming and running or curled up sleeping. River otters have a reputation for being playful. The otters at trailside push snow around with their noses until they've created a small snowball. The snowball then gets batted around the exhibit until it lands in the water and melts or ends up in an otter's mouth where it will be crunched and enjoyed.
Caution, you will now walk a small distance to the next guide rope. The pavement and grass line you will walk alongside of is uneven in places. For navigational instructions to stop 10, continue listening, or to skip the instructions, press 10. With the river otter sign at your 6 o'clock position, walk ahead 3 feet to the grass line. Follow this grass line down and around a small slope about 60 feet. You will cross the bottom of a stone stairwell and rejoin the rope on your right. There is a bench at stop 10 in front of the square bead. On the other side of the bench is a duck food machine. You may deposit a quarter into the machine for a handful of duck food. The machine is 1 foot wide by 1 foot deep and 5 feet tall.